Welcome to La Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel, and today we're looking at food and love. What an appropriate time to do that. Today is Valentine's Day, and happy Valentine's to all who are celebrating self-love, love of others, and love for all. So we are celebrating all types and forms of love. Food and love are closely linked thanks to a complex hormonal reaction that affects our emotional attachments to loved ones and the need for food. Alan D. Wolfelt said in a quote, "Food is symbolic of love when words are inadequate." How beautiful. The motivation to eat is not merely driven by a desire for nutrients and filling our tummies. Emotional and psychological processes play an important role as well. Emotional states affect when people eat, how much they eat, and which food items they choose to consume. Consuming food, in turn, affects emotional states. Food preferences are not shaped in isolation. Eating is an inherently social behavior. A meal shared with others is held in higher esteem and regarded as more of a proper meal than food consumed alone. But of course, we know what's happening in the pandemic, and so there are times that we share a meal using technology. Research has also shown us that social relationships not only influence eating behavior, but that eating behavior can also be a reflection of or even serve to strengthen relationships. For example, when two people have a close relationship, they tend to offer each other food. Sounds familiar? In an even closer relationship, you may even find two people feeding each other. Food sharing and feeding are important nonverbal indicators of friendship and romantic involvement. Sharing meals are an important aspect of our courtship behavior. As the commitment in a romantic relationship increases, so does the frequency of eating together. Sounds familiar again? Sharing meals with relatives in some cultures is the primary way to become acquainted with each other's family, and often serve as a signal that the relationship is becoming more serious, while dating mostly revolves around eating together at restaurants or at each other's homes. Food offering provides an effective means of offering social support, resulting in increased positive relationships and increased interpersonal closeness. Here's a spicy side dish for you. Researchers assessed 87 women who were given sweet, spicy, or bland snacks to try. After consuming the foods, the women were shown a number of random men's faces and asked to rate them, giving each other a score between 1 and 9 on how attractive they found them. The results recorded found the women who had eaten the spicy food rated the men 21% more attractive than those who had eaten the sweet foods. The study also found that the spicy group of women were 28% more inclined to pursue a relationship with the random men than those in the other groups. Lead researcher Jenny Miska said, It supports the suggestion that sensory experiences, in this case taste, can influence cognitive perceptions regarding potential relationships. On your next date, prepare some jerk chicken, spicy curry shrimp, or Scotch bonnet barbecue lamb. What are you waiting for? Thank you so much for listening. Remember to visit our website at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. You can look at our recipes or meal ideas. You can visit our blogs and you can go to our shop. Always be Inspired by Taste. I'm your host, Marcel.